good morning. Welcome to Matinee on Air. Jane Matinee, Greg Bach, Calvin, coming to you live from our studio in beautiful downtown Waukesha. You can always join us. You can call or text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and formerly Twitter. We have a very busy show today. Dan Schaefer will be here at 10:33 so we can recombobulate with the recombobulation area. At 11:06, Brendan Conway from We Energies will be on the show to talk about a recent snafu involving a power line versus balloon. Oops is right. So that'll be kind of a segment we'll call Let's Not Do This.
I like that.
Yeah, Let's Not Do This, coming up at 11:06. But we're going to start things off with a new ad.
A new ad?
A new ad that just hit yesterday. Of course, Eric Hovde is running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. And there have been, some people say, many people are saying, that he's actually from California.
You mean California bank owner, Wisconsin land owner, Eric Hovde?
That guy. Oh. So he debuted this ad yesterday, essentially in Lake Mendota, outside of a home that he apparently owns. And he's in the ice. He chips off the ice so he can go stand in the lake, apparently to prove his Wisconsin bona fides, because I know my family, we do this every weekend. We chip off ice and go stand in lakes. That's just kind of, it's a thing.
My grandfather said we had to do it twice a week to retain our Wisconsin card, or they would take it away.
Exactly. So, Calvin, I believe we have a portion of this advertisement that debuted yesterday. Let's take a listen.
About a half-inch layer of ice on the lake. It was hard to break through.
Half inch.
But it's good to get out here for a good cold plunge.
Yeah. Ooh.
So the Dems and Senator Baldwin keep saying I'm not from Wisconsin.
You're not.
Which is a complete joke. All right, Senator Baldwin, why don't you get out here in this frozen lake and let's really see who's from Wisconsin. I hope everyone has a great day. Take care.
I would love to have been in the meeting with his campaign. And who pitched this? It's like, we have to prove that you're really a Wisconsinite, Eric. What can we do? What will everyone in Wisconsin relate to? Let's have you in a lake at the end of February. Because that, more than anything, proves that you're one of us. It's priceless.
He just, okay, there's a couple things here. And you... There is an article that came out in the Wisconsin Examiner that you showed me by Ruth Conniff. And I really think that, and I'll put this in the show notes, it really states Eric Hovde overall. This is a man, first of all, it's the greatest example of privilege ever, because this is a man who does not really want to run for Senate. If he really wanted to run for Senate, he would have announced a while ago. He took his time, and I think in that time, it was much like when Tom Barrett was being told by all of the Democratic elite, you have to run against Scott Walker, when Tom Barrett
didn't
want to do it. This is a guy who's trying so hard to seem magnanimous and to seem fun, and he just fumbles every single time.
I would imagine there will be some people who will think, well, that's pretty cool. Some. Not most.
But what? Then answer me this question, people who think this is cool. Why? Why is it cool? Tell me why it's cool, besides the wonderful pun, apart from you just loving the party and you hate Tammy Baldwin. Because this is not, I don't know if you could hear the sarcasm in my voice. This is not something we do. You might do it on January 1.
Yeah, it's called the polar bear plunge.
Yeah. And most people look like they're in misery when they're doing it. But we don't do that. What else is he going to do?
Maybe it's a Hovde family tradition to go stand in lakes.
Stand in a lake that's adjacent to a piece of property that he knows he owns, but he probably doesn't know where the bathroom is.
Wisconsin Democratic Party spokesperson Eric Wolk doubled down after this ad dropped. Quote, if California bank owner Eric Hovde thinks sitting in a lake is going to stop us from telling Wisconsinites about his California bank, his California mega mansion, and California ties. He's going to be swimming a whole lot for the next 8 months.
Yeah. I mean, if you please read this Examiner article when I'll post it after the show. I mean, it really lays out just one, and not gaffes. Like, he's not misspeaking. He's just not good. He's not excited. There's, as it says in the article, it sounds like he's running for president more than he's running for the Senate. And his family, everyone, he keeps on having to convince people that he's from Wisconsin. He bleeds Wisconsin Badgers. Well, that's fine. I know people in Montana who love the Badgers.
Absolutely.
That's great. I love that you love the Badgers.
Sure.
But it doesn't mean you know what's right for us, period. Especially with your policies, which we barely know anything. We know he's fully a national abortion.
Yep. A ban.
I'm sorry, national abortion ban.
Ban.
And we also know he hates high taxes.
That's pretty much it.
He really doesn't say much in any. This is his second ad, and he's really done nothing to tell me why he's going to be good for Wisconsin.
Or what he's going to do. What's your platform? What are your programs? What are you going to institute that's going to help people in Wisconsin? And you're right, he really hasn't laid anything out yet. 844-967-2789. Eileen is on the line. Oh, sorry about that. Stephen from Green Bay. Good morning, Stephen. How you doing?
You can call me anything you want, Jane. Just don't call me late.
Are you going to go stand in Green Bay today to prove your Wisconsin bona fides?
Let me tell you. Eric Hovde can stand in the lake all he wants. What he won't give us is abortion, women's care. He won't give us any sort of meaningful explanation on anything meaningful he's going to do if he gets in there. But he can stand in the lake for you. So if you want someone to stand in the frozen lake for you in office, you can vote for Eric Hovde, and I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
Mm-hmm.
Also, with Greg Bach's Kringle comment, you know, go take a Kringle and go back to California.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had Uncle Mike's Kringle before?
No.
I never heard of it.
Okay, so Uncle Mike's Kringle is known to Green Bay area, and the Kringle has actually won awards. And it's shipped all over the United States.
Okay.
I'm going to find a way to get you some of that Kringle.
Because
that is the best Kringle that I've ever had.
Well, that sounds great. We're never going to turn down free Kringle.
Greatest job I've ever had.
Thank you so much, Stephen. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. We're talking about the new ad that Eric Hovde just dropped yesterday, proving his Wisconsin bona fides by standing in Lake Mendota at the end of February. Is this a thing your family does? Maybe my Wisconsin family, we missed out.
Yeah.
It just was not
I mean, are
our
there
tradition.
Other things that you do? What do you do? Like,
what are true Wisconsin things?
Is your pillow stuffed with cheese curds?
Fred from Cottage Grove on the line. Good morning, Fred. Thank you so much for listening. What did you want to say?
Good morning. There's an old saying that show me an ice fisherman and I'll show you somebody's got a bad marriage.
Oh.
Trying to get away from the wife by going out on the ice?
Why else would you go out there?
Yeah.
Why would you voluntarily do this unless things were so miserable?
Yeah.
So are you a frozen lake stander yourself, Fred?
No, I gave that up years ago, actually.
There comes a point.
The thing is, the lakes around Madison, there's that pollution and stuff, and they're recommending you only have one fish meal a day for males and kids and stuff. They're not supposed to have them.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for listening, Fred. Really appreciate it. 844-967-2789. 844-967-PARTY. Dave from Waukesha texting in. Hovde in the lake in February is what people in California think people from Wisconsin do. You're absolutely right,
yep.
Dave. You
yep.
are absolutely
yep.
right. And that's why I said, someone in his campaign, when they're trying to come up with ideas to prove his Wisconsin bona fide, said, oh, you got to go stand in a lake.
Is this going to be a
series? It'll be great. It'll really impress people.
Will this be a series of commercials of him doing, quote
Wisconsin
unquote,
things?
Wisconsin things. These are some of my Wisconsin things. Standing in lakes and eating cheese curds.
Could be.
Yeah. You never know.
Well, I mean, I will give them credit because we're talking about it.
True, but I mean, yeah, absolutely. But it's hilarious. Wes from Middleton listening to WRCE said his bank is called Sun West, for crying out loud. This guy is a clown. Ronald McDonald has restaurants throughout the state. Why doesn't he run for Senate? I mean, that's it. I mean, like, I'm going to refer to it again. This article in the Examiner really just lays out how his campaign is not starting off well. He's not an excited candidate. And when I said before about privilege, the thing is like, one, let's not forget, this is his second time trying to run for Senate.
Yes.
And he got crushed in the primary,
yes,
by the Lord of Wisconsin Republicans, Tommy Thompson. So he went back to California,
yep,
and he was done. Well, I don't know who
recruited him.
Who recruited him? But the thing is if he loses, he gets to pick up his stuff. He still has a house and a house and a house,
yeah,
and a money and a business, and he gets to just live his life. Eh, I gave it a shot.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was something to do. It was a lark. I'm bored. I'm going to murder the mustache now. I think I'm done.
Well, I just find it amazing to have that much hubris for the first office that you're going to run for is the United States Senate. Well, you'd think you'd start a little lower and get a little experience.
Yeah, try like local state Senate. I mean,
that would be a
you could easily buy that seat.
844-967-2789. If you want to join the conversation, texter listening on WXCO. How pathetic is Hovde? He's trying way too hard on this one. Seriously, what type of dope is impressed by this guy? And if you have to show how Wisconsin you are, you ain't.
Darn right.
Tammy is going to cook this guy by double digits from Jake in Madison. We're going to keep this going. I think, Greg Bach, we have another ad from a Super PAC I've never heard of.
Well, it's a big deal.
It is kind of a big deal. We're going to play that on the other side. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Sweet Cal B on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. Call or text at 844-967-2789. Leave a comment on the live stream. Don't forget to download the Civic Media app. It is free, and you can listen to all the shows, all the stations, all across the state. It's wonderful. And if you ever want to get in touch with us, we have an easier email now since no one can spell my last name. It's Jane Says, J-A-N-E Says, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. If you want to suggest a guest or suggest a topic or complain, then send it to Calvin.
Yeah, exactly. Calvin says. We can also get your comments on the live stream, like from Andrew Loeffler. He says, Greg, what kind of Kringle do we send him away with? Now, we're talking
about Eric Hovde.
About Eric Hovde, who is running for Senate and thinks he's from Wisconsin. I think he's drank something in the water in Lake Mendota. Andrew suggests raspberry or a pecan, or maybe if he has a nut allergy, something else. I'm thinking if they make a Kringle a crow.
I don't know that that's a flavor.
I mean, I'm hoping it is. It seems like a good flavor.
Or raspberry works. Raspberry works. Raspberry, yeah. Crow. We could do that too. So we're talking about a new ad that Eric Hovde dropped yesterday, in which he is standing in Lake Mendota, apparently to prove how much of a Wisconsin guy he is. And if you have suggestions for other things that Hovde should do to prove his bona fides, I don't know, 10 shots of Jägermeister. Right? That's kind of Wisconsin. At least 5 shots of Jäger.
I would say no suggestions that would cause him irreparable pain or harm.
Well, I don't want him to get hurt.
Oh, I know.
Of course not.
But let's see here. What I mean, I think cheese curd eating contest against himself.
I like that.
Yep.
Maybe a cream puff. Involve a cream puff somehow.
Absolutely.
At least we should probably see how he eats a cream puff.
He should cow tip.
Cow tipping.
Yeah.
That might be good.
Let's see how well that goes over.
844-967-2789 if you have suggestions on other very Wisconsin things beyond just standing in a frozen lake Eric Hovde can do in order to prove he is truly a cheesehead. Rob, our friend from Port Edwards. Good morning, Rob. Thanks so much for joining us. What do you want to say?
Good morning, folks. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I came from Milwaukee. And being the Southsider, Kashub Island, all that good stuff. I think Mr. Hovde should probably bite the head off the first alewife he catches and slam a Colt 45 all the way down one shot and crush the can on his forehead. I'm thinking that's Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Oh, Rob, the vision of him smashing a can against his forehead and just, you know, accordioning it would be a thing of beauty.
A half an inch of ice was tough for him. I don't know how a can of beer, an empty can of beer will do.
Charles from Green Bay on the line. Good morning, Charles. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
We are great. What did you want to say?
Hey, you know that on your last caller, I want the can to be full.
He should smash a full can of beer against his forehead?
Right. You can't do that. It's virtually impossible if you do it right. Okay, but the thing is, I want two questions. One is, or not two questions, one thing that he should do would be a bratwurst eating contest.
I like it.
Yep.
A jalapeno bratwurst eating contest. And the second one is, don't you really have to be a resident of Wisconsin, living in Wisconsin, for a certain amount of time before you can run for public office?
He does have established residency here. He does have a home here. It's established. He actually voted absentee in the 2023 judicial race of last year, which I'm not a fan of that happening, but he does legally have residency here in the state.
I feel that sigh, Charles. I feel that sigh all the way from here.
Plus, you also, to establish residency, it's usually living in a place for about 2 weeks. As long as
it doesn't take long,
yeah.
Thank you so much, Charles. Really appreciate you listening. I mentioned right before we went to the break that I got an ad in my email this morning. I haven't had a chance to preview it yet, which... this may not be the best idea to just air it, but it's from a super PAC I've never heard of before. So, I don't know, Kevin, if you're ready, let's cross our fingers and run this ad.
What has Senator Tammy Baldwin done to Wisconsin? Let's take a look at her record. Last year, Senator Baldwin helped lower the cost of insulin for Wisconsin seniors. Shocking? Oh, yes. A $35 cap on out-of-pocket costs for senior citizens on Medicare? And there's more. Tammy Baldwin brought home $200 million to fight for clean drinking water for everyone and is helping build actual bridges in Wisconsin by securing over $3 billion through the bipartisan infrastructure law. Is this what the people of Wisconsin want? A radical socialist, communist, Marxist, liberal, feminist in a caravan? A lawmaker doing actual work on your behalf?
My God.
We know better. So vote for the California guy running against Senator Tammy Baldwin. She needs to stop getting things done for Wisconsin.
Yeah, knock it off.
You guys, this is actual good stuff. Did you? Whatever. Paid for by the We Got Nothing Else Super PAC. Also, Senator Baldwin has no idea who we are and does not endorse this message.
Yeah, that kind of just showed up in my email this morning. I was surprised. That's a pretty hard-hitting ad right there.
That's scandalous.
Boy. Wow.
Scandalous. I want to know who sent this. I'm going to go all the way to the top, and we're going to find ourselves. I'm going to find Eric Hovde in a lake. He's going to be like, I sent it.
I was the one. Well, just kind of pointing out all the damage that she's done to Wisconsin. I think it's important.
Oh,
that,
my gosh. Yeah.
People, you know, realize that and recognize that. And because we are the only, I believe, program across civic media that received this ad. We may have to run it a couple more times.
I think we're the only network in the state. We're the only people. The three of us. receive this ad. And frankly, if I
get kind of special,
if I get a call from someone like, you know,
who gave you that ad?
I'm gonna be like, oh my gosh, this is like the Pelican Brief. Well, it's a very old reference, by the way.
We know where it came from. It's the We Got Nothing Else Super Pack. So,
oh, boy,
you know, it's just I think that sounds legit to me.
Sounds very legit. It sounds very legit.
Completely
that voice is a legitimate voice.
Without a doubt.
Exactly.
All right. 844-967-2789 if you have any more suggestions on how Eric Hovde can prove he's really from Wisconsin. I think the lead right now is smashing a beer can against his forehead. I think that's
empty or full.
Yes, that too.
Yes.
All right, the silliness will end.
Why?
Or maybe not. Dan Schaefer is going to be joining us in just a little bit. We're going to recombobulate and talk about all things Wisconsin. News is on the way next. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Buck, Calvin on the board, coming to you from our studio in downtown Waukesha. You can always join the show. Call or text at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Elon has ruined. Just a reminder, basketball tonight, the Bucks at the Bulls. Late game, 8:30. But if you want to catch it, you can listen on WLAK Lake Air in Amory, 1260 AM, or on WRJN in Racine, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Kenosha, Greg Bach's home, 98.1 FM. As we are every Friday at this time, joined by the one and only Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation area. Good morning, Dan. Before we move on to a couple of things, we wanted to finish up some texts that we were getting. I'm sure you saw the new ad that the Eric Hovde campaign dropped yesterday.
Sure did. Yeah. Sure did.
Where he's standing in Lake Mendota to prove what a Wisconsinite he is, because as we all know, this is a long-standing tradition in Wisconsin where we go stand in lakes at the end of February.
I think we forgot to mention that he challenges Tammy Baldwin.
Yes, he threw the frozen lake gauntlet at Senator Baldwin to prove that she is as much of a Wisconsinite as he is.
Yeah. We all hate a corporate icebreaker, don't we?
We were talking about in one of
there
our...
There goes Greg. We lost him already.
You just pained him. In one of our promos, when we were talking about Eric Hovde a little bit earlier, Greg had mentioned that we should just give him a Kringle and make him go away. So there are questions on what kind of Kringle should it be. And I think raspberry is a good one. I think raspberry works.
I said crow.
Texter Dave from Waukesha says, I feel like as a Californian, Eric Hovde probably wants a tofu or avocado Kringle. You might be right. Eric from Wauwatosa, Mr. Hovde should spend a few days harvesting cranberries or milking cows, although I'm pretty certain that cows will be featured in the next couple of ads. He's got to work a cow in an old-fashioned in there somewhere, right?
He seems pretty busy picking out all those fancy shirts he's wearing in these ads.
Wade listening on WFHR, he thinks Eric Hovde should stand neck deep in the middle of a frigid cranberry bog at harvest time.
I'm all about that one.
I love that.
I'm loving that cranberry bog life.
You bet. Any other suggestions, please text or call 844-967-2789.
And Sherry, Greg, why aren't you answering Q&A on Facebook? Because I'm doing a radio show right now.
It's busy.
Yeah.
It's busy. There's lots going on. All right. Dan Schaefer, recombobulating. You had an article about Bob Spindel.
Sure did. Yeah, we published a piece this week at the Recombobulation Area, a guest column from Angela Lang of Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and Christine Newman-Ortiz from Voces de la Frontera. And they it kind of got lost in the shuffle last week, but they and a number of other groups in Milwaukee held a rally calling on Bob Spindel to resign from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. You know, this it just so happens that rally happened on the same day the maps were signed. So perhaps our attention was directed elsewhere.
A little diverted there.
But really an important issue for so many in Wisconsin. Bob Spindel was one of those fake electors who tried to overturn the 2020 presidential election. And then after that, Senate Republicans and their leader, Devin Lemieux, reappointed him to serve on the Wisconsin Elections Commission.
Which is amazing.
Which is amazing. And Spindel has been doing himself no favors to endear himself to communities that he tried to disenfranchise with those actions. He said last year he was bragging in an email about voter suppression and about turnout being down in Black and brown communities in Milwaukee during the 2022 midterms. And then when questioned on that by Nick Ramos of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign at a recent public hearing, Spindel said something along the lines of saying that no one's done more for the Black community than him.
That's quite a bold statement.
It really is. And I think, this column is very much in response to those comments from Spindel. The column is titled "Spindel is no white savior to Milwaukee." And so I encourage everybody to check that one out. It's a really important issue. We have time to address this, to get a new member on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But unfortunately, these many calls for Spindel to be removed or resign has seemed to fallen on deaf ears. And I think it's very frustrating for Spindel to be on the Wisconsin Elections Commission going into this election cycle this year.
But Dan, there's really no recourse there. I mean, there is no action that I can tell that anyone can take to get him off there, right?
Right. So, you know, it's been kind of ironic to see Republicans be so upset with the Wisconsin Elections Commission, considering this is a entity that they created to replace the former government accountability board. And they kind of arranged it so that certain groups would have certain appointments. It's three Democrats and three Republicans on the Wisconsin have appointments on the Wisconsin Elections Commission. But there's really no way to remove somebody except for the individual the entity who appointed them. So in this case, Bob Spindel was appointed by Devin Lemieux and Senate Republicans. They have repeatedly said they will not remove him from the Elections Commission. And then here we are having this clearly problematic individual saying all these super insulting things, and there being no consequences. It's a frustrating dynamic.
What were some of the reactions that you've heard from people after he made that claim that no one has done more for people of color than he has?
Yeah, I think that was a big reason that prompted, that rally, and that rally that was held at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society. Angela Lang from Block really, pointed out that, these are comments being made during Black History Month. These are comments that are very incendiary and just obviously problematic. Some of the groups who attended that rally include the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition, Block, Voces de la Frontera, Souls to the Polls, Power to the Polls, a number of other voting rights nonprofit organizations. And so it's one of those things where there's so many people who are directly affected by this and calling for change. And I think those calls will continue throughout the year, as well as, you know, there will be news about these fake electors. It will come back into the news cycle whenever there is action on this. And then, you know, I think the local angle on this will be the fact that Spindell continues to sit on this election body, even though he has proven time and time again that he is not fit to serve there.
Well, and as we've said many times, you can call Devin Lemahieu, especially if he represents you. You should call him and let him know what you think about this. Myvote.wi.gov. All you have to do is type your address in there, and it's going to bring up all of your elected officials with all of their phone numbers, their office phone numbers. And we've talked to Todd Alba. We've talked to a number of other people who have worked in government, and they get enough phone calls, and they may not change their minds, but it's certainly... it slices through a little bit, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it, you know, just looking ahead at the election landscape for the state legislature this year too, you know, it may be Devin Lemahieu who made this appointment individually, but I think this is something that all Senate and legislative Republicans should have to answer for. Do they want this guy on the Wisconsin Elections Commission? This is, you know, their leader making this choice. Is this something that they approve of? And I think that's something that, you know, we saw in 2022, I think people underestimated how important it was to voters that these election deniers and things like that and January 6th apologists were on the ballot. A number of them lost bigger than many expected. And I think this is an issue that's not going away. This is going to be our first post January 6th presidential election. We don't want Wisconsin again hurtling into chaos come November 5th. So I think this is going to be an issue in a number of ways over the next few months.
Well, I think many of us don't want Wisconsin hurtling towards chaos. I think there are some who may be pro hurtling. I'm just saying.
And they might be sitting in a lake, right?
Yes.
I was going to say,
they might be in a lake. Exactly. Yeah. Dan Schaefer is our guest from the Recombobulation area, as he is every Friday at this time. As Greg and I were getting ready for the show this morning, did a former governor of Wisconsin call you stupid?
Yeah. He did.
Really?
Former governor of Wisconsin called me stupid on Twitter. A banner moment for us at the Recombobulation.
You must be so proud.
I am so proud. You know, that brought so many new readers to the Recombobulation area. So many new followers to my Twitter feed. I have thank you to the governor for making his asinine comments and bringing hundreds of new subscribers to the Recombobulation area.
How did this all go down, Dan?
Yeah, so I wrote a column last week about the new about the new maps and was saying that I tweeted about how voters made this happen. And after, you know, it was a piece that I wrote about, you know, how it wasn't just the one election that made this happen. It was flipping three state Supreme Court seats and ousting Scott Walker and flipping that and how, the 50-50 state that we are was not reflected by the extreme gerrymander. And he jumps in and says, "Oh, you're all so stupid. Yeah, all of those Democrat votes are just packed into Madison and Milwaukee, and that's why statewide elections are what they are," which just proves Walker's deep misunderstanding of the issue. He lost in so many of those mid-size cities across the state in 2018. I think there was an article that I linked to that showed that was a real driver of why he lost. All those places that are, you know, kind of in between 30,000 and 60,000 people, Walker did especially poorly with. So maybe if you recognized that there are some swing voters in some of those areas, you might still be governor. But thankfully, that is not the case.
Well, as you pointed out and has been pointed out before, he also has a fundamental inability to know what a map does, which is show, yes, a large swath of red, but most of that is just empty land, which cannot cast a ballot. It cannot vote for Scott Walker.
Land doesn't vote.
Yep. Yard signs don't vote. People vote, and they voted you out, Mr. Voice of the Youth.
Well, and what I just love, what I love so much, Dan, is that I'm sure he thought he really gotcha. on that.
Yeah.
You know,
he high fives someone who's like,
I really showed him. And then now you have all these new subscribers, which is great.
Yeah. And well, and after I tweeted back at him, I started getting picked up nationally too. And it was just like the whole, all of Twitter was ratioing Scott Walker after he tried dunk on me, you know, which made for a pretty wild day.
Yeah.
I bet
it was a lot of fun. Well, you know, Scott Walker's got time on his hands. He should start consulting with the Hufty campaign on other great ad ideas to prove how Wisconsin they are.
I mean, that was Scott Walker's whole thing. I take a brown bag lunch to work. I go to the Packer games. I talk to people who I would never consort with otherwise than this commercial.
Scott Walker on the Harley. Scott Walker on that. Yep, just going through the motions.
Yes. Harley's the next thing.
You know that he's going to sit on a Honda and they're not going to realize it, right?
The right people will recognize what he's sitting on, yes. We are going to continue recombobulating with Dan Schaefer, so stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. So very happy to have you join us. If you're listening in Wisconsin Rapids on WFHR or wherever you are listening across the state, across the country, around the world, you're always welcome to join us. Give us a call, shoot us a text at 844-967-2789 or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. Dan Schaefer is our guest. We're recombobulating as we do every Friday at this time. We were talking about a little attention that you got, Dan, last week when Scott Walker, the former governor, insulted you and called you stupid about your article on the new maps. And Dave from Waukesha checking in. Rick Essenberg from Will went on to insult Dan by referencing him as a local blogger. He and Scott are so petty and apparently incredulous about Dan's success.
Not just any local blogger. That's the Milwaukee Press Club award-winning best blog.
That blogger.
That blogger.
That blogger. Yeah.
The so everyone out there. The Recon Bloggy Blation. Nah, I messed it up. Never mind. I tried.
That's all right. Subscribe to my stupid blog, everybody.
It's a deal. It really is a deal. And he is an award winner multiple times. So check out the recombobulation area. It's absolutely worth it, especially this year with all of these races. So while we're talking about races and we're talking about the new map stand, there's some Dewey Strobel and Dan Knodel now are going to be grouped in the same district. So Knodel has said he's going to look at potentially running somewhere else, right?
Yeah. So Knodel currently represents the 8th Senate district, which he won in a special election last year after Alberta Darling retired.
Right.
And so, you know, and I think with these new lines, Dewey Strobel, who is from Saukville, was drawn in before his district stretched all the way up from Ozaukee County to the eastern shore of Lake Winnebago.
What?
Yeah. So, you know, real compact communities of interest map that we had previously when you included both Cedarburg and Calumet County on the same map. And that was the Dewey Strobel district. And it was drawn in a way that he did not face any opponents for his last two election cycles there in 2016 and 2020, when Strobel was reelected running unopposed in this super gerrymandered district. Well, now this new District 8 pulls Strobel's home in Saukville and with many of his Ozaukee County contemporaries. So this now includes Cedarburg and Port Washington and Mequon and a number of other communities in kind of Milwaukee's northern suburbs.
Yeah.
And so Knodel, being based in Germantown, was drawn into this, is still part of this district as well. So it sounds like Knodel and Strobel talked. Strobel's going to be the one running for this district. That's going to be pretty interesting. And it sounds like most recent reports have indicated, I think there was a Wispolitik story earlier this week that said Knodel might run for assembly in a district currently represented by Janelle Branchen, who is under potentially investigation for a whole bunch of different things, recommended felony charges against Trump fundraising committee and Rep. Janelle Branchen from a fundraising scheme that was reported on, I believe, last week. So that's where Knodel's headed. But I think I wrote a story about this last week at the Recombobulation Area, a potential Democratic candidate in this district, Jody Habersh-Sinikin, ran in this race a year ago. She came much closer to flipping the district than I think a lot of people expected. It was less than 2% margin that she reached, almost beating Dan Knodel, now in lines that might be slightly more favorable to Democrats. She told me she is seriously considering running again in this seat. So I think if we look ahead at the state Senate map, this District 8 projects to be one of the most closely competitive in the state for the state Senate. And I think this, you know, if it is Dewey Strobel against Jody Habersh-Sinikin, that is going to be a pretty interesting race, I think.
I agree with you, because as you said, it's not like she got wiped off the map against Dan Knodel. It was a pretty fair contest. I mean, at least she had a decent showing. She had a decent showing. So it will be interesting to see. And I think as well, that has to be their biggest concern as far as Republicans go, are these crazy suburban women, Dan. They're not doing what they're supposed to do anymore. And it's very upsetting. Maybe they should just stop voting.
Well, I think you look at some of the trends and changes in this area. It is very much driven by women. You know, in 2020, Deb Andraka flipped the assembly seat representing part of this district. She's from Whitefish Bay. This was a former, you know, Whitefish Bay was used to be a pretty close to 50-50 type of place when it was, you know, the early 2010s and Scott Walker and Mitt Romney, and it was a little bit more split. Now, you know, as Republicans have gone all MAGA, this is definitely a part of the state that has become much more Democratic. Double digit shifts. I think Whitefish Bay is now voting basically, I think it went like 75% for Evers in the last election or something like that.
Crazy.
And so huge shifts in a lot of these communities that Dewey Strobel has never had to campaign in, because his district, again, has stretched so far to the north. You know, it's going to be new territory for him to be knocking doors in Whitefish Bay and Mequon and a lot of these communities that have seen really significant shifts since the last time he faced a competitive election cycle. So this is going to be a very new landscape for Mr. Strobel.
Oh, Dewey's going to have so much fun meeting all these new people that he's never had the chance to meet before. I'm sure he's really going to embrace that, Dan.
And they're going to say, who are you?
You represent me where?
Yeah, what? I just can't get over, it just sounds so goofy. Dewey Strobel and Dan Knodel. This is the funny names to say together to me. It's like, welcome to the law firms of Dewey Strobel and Dan Knodel. We won't get much done.
representing the north suburbs of Milwaukee since 2010. Yeah. But, you know, we'll see. This, you know, there are a number of races. I've been looking through a number of projections. I'll have a story up about that later today at the Recombobulation Area. So subscribe and check that one out. There's going to be a whole new landscape for us to understand.
Dan Schaefer joins us every Friday at 10:30, the Recombobulation Area. As he said, you should subscribe. It's wonderful. Have a great week, Dan. We will see you next Friday.
Thank you.
Stay close. News coming up next when we return. Brendan Conway from We Energies. And a let's not do this. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. We're coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. Shining bright to see what you can truly be. You're a shining star. No matter who you are. Shining bright to see what you can truly be. Shining that star for you to see.